Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. It's a blessing to be right here on the radio, ready to give God what's due to him, that is the glory, the honor, and the praise. You know, and I want to talk to you about a very special message. The very special message that I want to talk to you about today is the Word of God has a powerful effect to change your whole entire life. Just stay tuned just for 1 second.
Can I get some help in the house? All right. Anybody remember these kind of songs? See, I got a few on this side that already picked it up. Play it again. Come on. Let me see what y'all got. Listen. I'm a soldier.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Well, again, praise God for our first time being right back here on Blog Talk Radio, Spoken Word Radio Station. And we will be giving you information on the different days we will be coming on. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes on the message, the Word of God has a powerful effect to change. What does the Word of God has that is so powerful that it has an effect, and that effect is to change your whole entire life. I want to show you in the Bible today where God says in His Word, and let's look at it in Hebrews the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. Hebrews 4 and 12. Listen to what it says. The Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, to the dividing of soul and spirit. It even pierces both between the joints and the marrow, and is able to discern the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Bible tells us that the Word of God is that thing that can change or bring change or have an powerful effect that can change any person's life that would accept the Word of God. I'm going to show you today of men that God used that had the ingredients that influenced the lives of everyone they came in contact with and every city where they went. They had a powerful effect that changed the lives of people. And I want to look at the scripture that tells us, and I want to quote the scripture that says, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what, in other words, what God did 2,000 years ago, whatever He did back then, He still can do it today. But it takes some ingredients. Nobody makes a cake without the ingredients, because if you do, the cake is not going to come out the right way. And this is what we get in the church, and people got. They get some ingredients, but they don't have all the ingredients that is needed to produce a powerful effect that will change people's lives completely. That's why I often believe that when you go to church, that church is not just to come in one way and go out the same way you came in. Well, I believe that if you come in bound, you ought to go out free. If you're sick, you ought to go out your church healed under the power of God, because the Word of God, when it comes forth, it has a powerful effect that can change your circumstances. It doesn't matter if you go to church. It doesn't matter if you're listening to me on the radio. It doesn't matter if you're listening to me on TV. It doesn't matter. When the Word of God going forth under the anointing, just remember now, the Word of God just can't go forth. It has to go forth with power. It has to go forth with the anointing. For the Bible says it is the anointing that destroys the yokes. I believe that one should go to school and learn. I believe, according to 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly divide the word of truth. I believe that you should go and study, go Bible college and study the word. I believe if you want to get a degree, go ahead and get one. But you got to remember this. And all that you study is not your study that makes you effective. It is the word of God that is coming forth with power, that is coming forth with a powerful effect, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the anointing, which is God using you. You being the vessel in which God is using, because I often tell people that man has nothing in himself unless it comes from God. This afternoon, I want to let you know that the Word, and when I talk about the Word, I'm going in John chapter 1, verse 1, that says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. When you read the Word of God in the Bible, it is God's Word talking to us. God is His Word. And God never goes against what He says in His Word. His Word has a powerful effect to change your whole situation. Your problems, your marriage problems, your children that are rebellious, your financial problems, your sickness and disease, whatever it is, the Word of God has the power. It reminds me of a scripture in the Bible that the centurion soldier said to Jesus when he asked him to come, that his servant was sick, lying at the point of death. And he said to the Lord, was getting ready to go to his house, and he said to the Lord, Jesus, you don't have to come to my servant house. Speak the word, and my servant will be healed. And when he spoke the word of God had a powerful effect that changed the servant's life. When the time he spoke, and when the servant got to the house, it was the time, and when Jesus spoke, the servant was healed. The Word of God has a powerful effect that can change anything that you're going through. So the scripture tells us that the Word of God is living. So that tells me that the Word is not just any kind of book. It's not a magazine. It's not like a magazine. It's not like any kind of book that you might read, like a fairy tale or a fiction book. But this word, the Word of God, is living and it's active. And it's not only is it active, but the Bible says the word is so sharp that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And the good thing about the Word, and this is why it has a powerful effect, it discerns the thoughts of men's hearts and the intentions of man's heart. The Word of God is so powerful that it enters even the deepest, most inward secrets of the parts of the heart. Let me tell you something, my dear friends. The Word of God is so powerful, it goes down into the secrets, the most secret parts of your heart. It goes down into your emotions. It goes in your thoughts. It goes into your will, your decisions, your desires, your emotions that cause in your state of mind. It has a powerful effect that if you're dealing with depression, the Word of God has the powerful effect to set you free. Hallelujah. The Word of God has so much of a powerful effect. If you read in the scripture, in the book of Acts, the Bible tells us that the apostles, God used them in great ways. And how God used them, the scripture says, Philip preached, and when he preached, miracles was performed. Evil spirits came out, and many people that was paralyzed, lame, people was healed under the power of God. And not only was they healed, but the Bible tells us that great joy would come that came upon the city. He influenced his whole entire city for Jesus. And not only did he influence the city and the people's lives, but the word had a powerful effect that changed their city, their lives. The Bible, and if you want to read that when you get a time to read it, in the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, the 4th and the, through the 9th verse. The Bible tells me in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 20, and the Bible says that they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the truth by miracles that was performed. And let me read this thing out the New Living Translation. It says, the disciples went and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and proved that their preaching was true by the miracles that was performed. When the apostles, the disciples went out, according to the scripture in Mark chapter 16, verse 20, the Bible says that the word of God has so much of a powerful effect. When Jesus rose from the dead, he sent them out into the streets, and he told them that these signs will follow them. And the Bible says the Lord went with them. Now, when it says the Lord went with them, he wasn't there physically. His presence went with them. And when his presence went with them, the Bible says when they preached the message in which they preached was a proven fact by the miracles that they performed. They had a powerful effect. Now, here goes a question here, because I'm not going to be able to go into all that I want to say today. But here we go. What was the ingredients that the apostles had that influenced the lives of everyone that they came in contact? What did they have? Well, number one, they had the Word of God. Not only did they have his word that was in their mouths, and I'm reminded of what Jesus said to his father. He said, I say nothing unless I hear my father say it. The Bible says when Jesus spoke, he said, if you open up your mouth, I will speak for you. So the word was in their mouths. That was one of the ingredients, the word. The manifestation was the second thing. A demonstration of the power of God. They was unstoppable and unmovable. They was dedicated to the cause. Oh, I love that word. They was dedicated to the cause. They didn't allow nothing to stop them, even when they was put in prison for preaching the word. even though they was beaten and stoned, they never stopped doing what they had that God imparted in them. The ingredients, and I like this because in the book of Luke tells us when they received that ingredients. The Bible tells me in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, Jesus told them to wait in the city of Jerusalem until they're being clothed with power from on high. The Bible tells us in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, that in which they stayed in the city of Jerusalem waiting for in the book of Acts, the second chapter, the Bible said it was filled with the Holy Ghost. And in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. They was enclosed with power from on high. They waited in the upper room until God gave them what they needed. And let me tell you something. If you're going to have a powerful effect upon your world, upon people, you must have the ingredients. You got to be willing to give up everything. What do you mean everything? The Bible says Jesus told his disciples, if any man come after me, the first thing he has to do is deny himself. Pick up his cross and follow me. God must be first priority in your life. Not only does God have to be first priority in your life, but it is a test of your loyalty. In Matthew chapter 19, verse 27, the Bible tells us Peter answered him and hath said these words, Lord, we left everything to follow you. Guess what happened to them? It was a test of their loyalty. Jesus wanted to see how far will they be willing to go when they have left all. See, if you're going to be used by God to manifest, demonstrate, be unmovable, unstoppable, being dedicated to the cause, you will have to be tested and see how far you're going to go and how loyal you're going to be to the purpose and to the call. The men in the Bible, the apostles, was loyal, dedicated to the cause. They didn't let nothing stop them. They was 100% sold out to what God wanted to do in their lives. You must have the ingredients. And not only do you have to have the ingredients, the question would be to you, what are you willing to give up? Did you not know the Bible says, for much is given, much is required. There is a price to be paid if you want God to use you to bring a powerful effect that will change the lives of people. It is a price to be paid. What is the price? One of the price is this. The disciples, the apostles, they was willing to make the sacrifice. They was willing to make the sacrifice. For much is given, much is required. But it's still a price to be paid. The apostles had to suffer many things, being ridiculed, being locked up, being put to death. Some was put in lion's den. Some was stoned to death. Some was crucified on the cross. Price to be paid. But they was willing to make the sacrifice. The scripture says, and Jesus said these words, Lord, what must I do that I may work the works of God? Remember these words, my dear friend. The answer will lie in the hands of those that will find the answer to this question. Lord, what must I do that I may work the works of God? You got to be willing to pay the price. You got to be willing to get the ingredients. You got to be willing to allow God to use you. And not only to use you, but you got to be a vessel of honor, fit for the master's use. Well, praise God. I want to encourage you that God want to use you. It's good to want God to use you, but the question is, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to be dedicated to the cause? Are you willing to be tested with your loyalty? Here goes the last question for you. What are you willing to do to get it? You got to be willing to do something. If you want something you never had, you have to do something. Fasting and praying, turning your plate down, staying before God, not just when you go to bed or when you eat over your dinner, but spending quality time in the very presence of God. There's a price to be paid. Are you willing to pay the price? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the word of God and the message. I pray that every person that is listening to this message, I pray, Father, that you would touch and minister to them. God, bring change to them in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, bring change to them. Every person, God, that say, you know what? I want God to use my life. I want to have a powerful effect to change people's lives in Jesus' name. Change their lives in Jesus' name. Amen. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan. Thank you for listening. I will see you next time.
I want to introduce to you right now a close friend and brother. To me, he is one of the best interpreters of song and spoken word. My friend, Pastor Marvin Wyman. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say, you're going.
Let the church say, let the church say. About to die.